Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, you know what they say? All good things must come to an end. I'm sure you're devastated right now.
Honestly, I am so happy today because it's the end.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Ted Lasso being done.
Don't you dare. You haven't watched it. You can't drag
it. Yes, I have. And I stopped because it sucked. I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. My God.
Anyway, so after watching Scandoval unfold on Vanderpump Rules for the last few months that feel like years...
Truly. Too long.
It's a wrap, at least for now.
And if you're like me, at least for forever, hopefully.
Yeah.
But not only did we get to see Ariana Madix and Raquel Leviss go toe-to-toe, we also found out whether Bravo delivered on their promise to deliver a true bombshell in the show.
Yeah, we sure did find that out. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Friday, June 9th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. Give me that
hot sauce. So, Richies, we've all been glued to the dumpster fire that is Scandoval. Just to recap, it's a tale as old as time. Guy with white nail polish meets girl. They date for almost 10 years. Then guy grows a porn stash and bangs girl's best friend. You know, we've all been there, right?
Who hasn't lived that story?
Yeah. Who hasn't started a weird cover band and then just banged all your girlfriend's friends?
I'm doing that this weekend.
Yeah. So after two truly unhinged parts of the Vanderpump reunion, on Wednesday, we finally got to see Ariana and Raquel square off face to face in the third and final part. And boy, did Ariana not hold back at all.
I mean, we have months and months of tension just volcanoing out.
Yes.
So in the first two parts of the reunion, Raquel was in a trailer. We've talked about this. She was separated from everyone because of a restraining order she has in place against Sheena Shea, another cast member, who Raquel claimed had attacked her.
Yeah.
But for the final part of the reunion, Sheena stepped away from the group so that Raquel could join the rest of the cast. And essentially right after she sat down, Raquel said she was super embarrassed, not proud of her behavior. She said, "I know I owe a lot of people in this room an apology." And after Raquel called her behavior super, super selfish, Ariana was like, "That's enough." She said, "Selfish does not cover it, bitch." She also called Raquel diabolical, demented, disgusting, and subhuman. And that was just the tip of the iceberg.
"You are lower than the f***ing lowest of low people. You really are.
I know.
You're a f***ing psychopath. You are terrifying to me as a person. The fact that you are capable of this shit... unfucking believable. You're a dementor. I know you like Harry Potter. You're fucking dementor. I hope Charlotte fucking haunts you. You're a soul-sucking individual.
You're completely right.
And I will, after today, never see or speak to you again, and I will be better for it.
I love that she said she hopes her dog haunts Raquel.
Yeah. I don't know that she had to come for Harry Potter like that, but...
I knew you were going to hate that.
I was like, yes, what a great reference. Dementor, yes. And then she's like, Harry Potter. It's like, okay, come on. Not all of us Harry Potter fans are also horrible people, just to clarify.
I mean, maybe you just haven't had your horrible moment yet.
Oh, I've had it.
It's just bubbling under the surface, like Raquel.
I've had it 10 times over. So later on in the reunion, Raquel apologized to Ariana directly. She said that she was so sorry for betraying her and that she can't even fathom the pain that she's caused. And at another point, Ariana got emotional after Tom Schwartz asked what it felt like to have the whole world rally behind her following the scandal. She began to cry and she said, "It's what kept me going. My friends and my family, you guys and strangers I've never met. It's honestly what kept me going."
Yeah.
Which is, I get
this
that.
This was a nice moment for her, but Schwartz asking the question was like very obviously Schwartz feeling so uncomfortable and trying to like steer the conversation a different way. And everyone's like, "Tom, just shut up."
His placement was great.
Yeah. I mean, it always is. He can't read a room for shit. So the whole thing actually got so intense at one point that Raquel got up and walked off set, as they all do at some point. Usually she did come back. They usually come back after their tantrum.
It's like Maury.
Right.
They run off screaming and then Maury's like, "Come on, get back here."
Which everyone is like, "Come on, let's like move this thing along." So many times people are like, "Just shut up so we're not here forever recording this." But you know Bravo loves when people walk off stage.
Oh my God.
Like it's so dramatic.
It's in
their
contracts.
They are surely eating it up.
At this point, they're like, "Listen, if you're going to be on this reunion, you got to get so angry you walk away." Actually, we don't even care if you're angry. You got to walk away.
Yeah. So at the end of the episode, we saw an interview that Raquel did with one of the show's producers, and this was 6 days after the reunion wrapped. Mm-hmm. And she came clean about some things that she actually lied about during the reunion.
I swear, like, this girl is lying, like, all the time. It's, stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. So up until now, Raquel and Sandoval's story about the affair was that they had slept together once last summer, and then they hadn't started their full-blown affair until later. Mm-hmm. But during her sit-down, which I gotta say, she was very, like, smiley in the beginning of it. And I was like, are you enjoying this? Like, up until now, I was like, I felt like she was at least really good at pretending like she was upset. But some of this interview, it felt like she was just like, I know what I've done.
I don't think she knows like how to control her emotions about this. So I think she's just kind of all over the place. But I was happy to see her show some emotion during this interview, at least.
Mm. So during her sit down, she told producers that she and Sandoval had actually slept together a second time when they were all in Mexico for Sheena's wedding to Brock Davies. Raquel admitted that they hooked up multiple times during that trip. She said, "I think that I've been lying and being so deceitful this entire time that I don't want to lie anymore." And she said the reason they even lied about their relationship timeline in the first place was because they thought it would be less hurtful to say that this wasn't going on for so long. And now she's like, "I don't care how hurtful I am. I'm just going to go all in."
Well, this was 100% Sandoval being like, "We have to keep this timeline. We have to do this."
Well, it's... at some point, it's like you have to take agency. Like Sandoval can say whatever he wants, but you are responsible for what you're doing. And like acting like, I don't know. It's just so much of what she's saying is like trying to justify it in a terribly unjustifiable way.
Yeah.
And I feel like the grossest admission in her confessional was that she and Sandoval slept together in September while Ariana was at her grandmother's funeral.
"This is the one story that we've agreed on getting straight. And I know that the reason why Tom wanted to lie about it is because it's a really bad look to hook up with someone's boyfriend in their own house when they've gone out of town, especially for like a funeral of all things."
I love that that was the bad look and not just the whole thing. Tom was like, the whole thing's not great, but yeah, this is a bad look.
If she had just gone to the grocery store, then it's fine. But she went out of town and also for a funeral. Now that's bad.
Yeah. So hearing Raquel come clean about the timeline of the affair and about having sex with Sandoval while Ariana was away at a funeral is something that most of us already assumed. Like, that's why during the reunion, when Tom kept being like, it was just one time, it's like, no one believes you, dude. No one thinks that's true.
Yeah.
But the moment I got to say people are really talking about is when Raquel revealed that she pitched a truly wild idea to Tom.
I mean, I was like, maybe, like, what would Ariana think about, like, having me as an addition? And he was like, no, she would not be into that.
Ruffle.
Yeah. Because, like, I love Ariana as a person. And then also, I'm in love with Tom Sandoval. So, yeah, it didn't seem like that far-fetched of an idea, but it was not something in question.
Is this girl literally delusional?
Like, I just can't imagine forcing myself to come to this conclusion to be with a tone-deaf loser in a cover band. Like, to talk yourself into that just to be with this guy.
Well, like, my thing is, like, she's allegedly, up until this point, was Ariana's best friend. So it's like the idea that you're like, let's pitch to her, you know, we've been cheating behind her back, but let's pitch to her that we all just thruple up.
Yeah.
It's just like, were you ever really her best friend? Like, who thinks that?
That would be like you going to Ross.
No. Like, and we, you know, I'm part of a very, like, non-sexual thruple with you two. And just, like, the idea of, like, if I was with Ross, like, should we, like, tell Brooke about this? And, like, it's just so insane to me.
Yeah.
And it's like, this girl, she needs to be introduced to reality and not the reality that's on a TV show. Like, actual reality.
I will say, if Raquel was part of Magnet Gate, she would have come clean by now, is all I'm saying.
Don't be insane. That's just ludicrous. And you know what? Ross still hasn't come clean about Magnet Gate. Maybe he would.
But okay.
Ross would be Tom in this situation because he's a guy.
Never.
And obviously we can't cross genders in this. But obviously. Towards the end of her confessional, Raquel said that Tom had asked her not to disclose all of this information. But she said that because she hates lying, which does she? She did it for months.
I know.
So I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
But she said that because she hates lying, she couldn't do what he wanted. She did say that she realized that confessing could come with a cost. She said, especially now with being so isolated, I feel like Tom is my one person that I do have. And if I just went and betrayed him, then I'd really have nobody.
She's not wrong. So, you know, we talked about this. Bravo has been teasing this huge bombshell. And I said last week, I swear to God, if it's not huge, I'm going to be so pissed. So I'm going to ask you first, what do you think? Did this timeline bombshell live up to the hype?
Oh, was this timeline the bombshell? I just thought
apparently
it hadn't been revealed yet. I'm still waiting. I was like, there must be another episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the problem is that our threshold now, because of everything that's happened with this group of people, our threshold is so high. Like, there's really nothing else unless it was like we've also murdered a couple of people. Like, we killed Andy Cohen, or Andy Cohen is actually a robot. Like, there's really nothing else that's going to come out that's like, oh my God.
Right.
So, yeah.
I mean, all the rumors were that her and Tom were sleeping together back when she was with James, which would have been crazy.
Yeah.
But this was like, I mean, we figured they were lying at the reunion about the timeline anyway. Like, I don't know. I guess the thruple thing is wild, but
it doesn't even, I mean, it just seems like, of course she would try to do that. Like, they're just, the choices that they have made in response and in reply to all of this are so far from logical, good idea area. Like, nothing is surprising to me.
Yeah.
Like, none of this is like, wow. Like, it's just like, yeah, of course you're lying. Of course you guys slept more than once. Like,
yeah,
if you're going to sleep with somebody that's not your girlfriend of 10 years, like, yeah, you're doing it more than once.
Yeah, of course.
Like, this is just the time you get caught. Like, I don't know. And they're just, everything they say just seems to be an attempt at a calculated lie. And they're not great at it.
I think the bombshell to me obviously was not anything. But the part of the reunion when Ariana was like, you know, he did have sex with someone after Raquel, me. And that clown was like, yeah, she kept her t-shirt on. It was so hot. The world gasped. But I will say she's now cashing in on it with t-shirts.
I know. And I hate that.
And I love
I'll be honest.
No, I love it. I
hate
love it. Get that bank.
No,
screw
I'm
him.
Just, my thing is like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, get that bank. But also like, I feel like, to an extent, we're all just being taken for a ride. Everyone's cashing in on us. And we're just, I mean, not me, because I will never spend a dime on this shit. But like, I mean, she had that commercial that she did. Like, she is making bank off of this. Yes. And I just, it's just a reminder of the capitalistic society we live in. And I hate it. I hate it so
much. I mean,
much.
I will say, too, that like a lot of people were like, oh, my God, Ariana was such a bully during this reunion. And it's like,
oh, yeah, she was.
She had a lot of emotion. Yeah. This was like a week after this all happened. Like
I know, that's
I know
what people
we're
need
watching
to remember.
It so much later. Exactly. Yeah. Like it was very raw and, you know, emotions get the best of you. A lot of them acted like children at this reunion, but they were just so fired up. And I think emotions take over and you just don't have any control. We've all been there. So,
oh, my God. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's I'm going to bookend this in the most beautiful way.
Oh, I can't wait.
There's a quote in Ted Lasso. That's like, when you're really angry, count to 10. If you're still angry, count again. And it's like, totally, like this happened right after. So of course she's going to be furious. I can't even imagine having to face the absolute trash human who like was my best friend who slept with my boyfriend of 10 years. Like,
right.
I would need so much therapy. I would have needed years. Like I'm still getting through some past like shitty people in my life. So it's like, the anger that she feels, we need to remember was like, this was happening right after.
Yeah.
This was not like 3 months when we were watching it.
And I'm going to take your advice. I'm so furious about that dumb Ted Lasso
reference.
Don't
I'm
going to go count
dare.
To 1,000.
Well,
1,000. And it might not be enough.
You know what? Count to 1,000 and watch the show.
Never. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Marisha Skinner Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
Our theme song is by Gems. Scott Velasquez is the music supervisor for Freesound Sync.
Peter Johansson is our senior producer. Our writer-producers are Michaela Myers and Liam Garrow.
Our sound engineers are Sam Ada and John Lloyd.
Tina Rubio and Marsha Louie are the executive producers for Wondery.
Have a great weekend, Richies.
See you Monday.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.